The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
I look outside at those police. I love our police. We love our police.
Are you an American? Act like the fucking idiot.
We love our police.
We love our police, yes.
You better run, cops!
You better
police officer who responded to Wednesday's riot died last night from his injuries.
It's been very difficult seeing elected officials and other individuals whitewash the events of that day or downplay what happened.
They love the blue. They back the blue, you know. They stab the back of the blue is what they do. But, you know, there's so much hypocrisy to go around, so much to go around. Now we have the Select Committee GOP picks. Now we have the picks. Kevin McCarthy went down to Mar-a-Lago and got the picks from Donald Trump. Donald Trump sent him back to Washington and said, pick Jim Jordan. Pick Jim Jordan and pick five others that voted against my impeachment and pick as many as you can who voted not to certify the election after the insurrection. And that's exactly what Jim Jordan did. That's exactly what Kevin McCarthy did. So he has chosen the foxes who will investigate the hen house is what this is. The hypocrisy is endless. I mean, the selections are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. They are Jim Jordan, everybody. You know what? If you're going to put Jim Jordan, a guy who voted against impeaching the president for the insurrection, on the committee that's going to investigate the insurrection, why don't you just put Tucker Carlson in charge of COVID policy? Why don't you just go ahead and do it? Why not just put Greg Abbott in charge, make him the voting rights czar? Could you do that? I mean, just do it. Just show us already. It's and while you're at, put Rudy Giuliani on the Supreme Court. Just go all full out Trump. Just stop trying to pretend that this is going to be some sort of a fair, you know, and balanced. Committee. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, when you look at the oversight that Jim Jordan has been involved in, he was there to make sure nothing happened to the kids at Ohio State on the wrestling team. Remember that? How'd that turn out? Last month, Jim Jordan said, quote, this is all just political and that this is impeachment three against President Trump. Hey, put him on the committee. You know, as job interviews go, that did not go very well, and still he got the job. Got the job. It's just an amazing thing. He wants to destroy this committee. As you know, he's going to turn it into a circus is what it is. He's going to turn it into a clown show to the point where these legislators, you know, need to show up for work on the January 6th Select Committee on the investigation into the insurrection at the Capitol in a single tiny car. Just sit there and make balloon animals so that at least everybody understands you're just trying to turn it into a freaking circus. It's unbelievable. This is Nancy Pelosi does have the authority to veto any selections that are made by Kevin McCarthy. So, she should. She says she's considering. She doesn't know what yet she's going to do. But once she decides what she's going to do, I suggest she takes these five nominees and tear up the paper on camera, just like she did at the State of Our Union speech. I mean, three out of these picks voted to challenge the election results. Three out of the five voted to challenge the results of the election in Arizona and Pennsylvania. And you know what's interesting? None of them are from Arizona or Pennsylvania. No. Here's your picks. You got Representative Jim Banks, a Republican from Indiana. He voted against certification. Jim Jordan, Ohio, voted against certification in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Kelly Armstrong, a Republican from North Dakota. Troy Niels, a Republican from Texas, voted not to certify the electors in Arizona and Pennsylvania. He's from Texas. None of these people are from Arizona or Pennsylvania. It's just, you know, but I will say this, they are very experienced in coups. So they know plenty about it. And so they were part of one, and I hope that they will lend their expertise to the committee. Can you believe this? Can you? This is just unbelievable. They voted against having a bipartisan commission, and now they're going to be on a bipartisan commission. Like I said, it just the hypocrisy of it, just you could just keep on going. You could just never stop, never stop. And Jim Jordan is now going to be serving on this committee, as far as we know, unless Nancy Pelosi vetoes him, with Liz Cheney, who had it out with him on the House floor during the attempted coup. During the insurrection, she said to him, you know, Jim Jordan was like, he went to grab Liz Cheney's arm. Have you heard this story? He went to grab Liz Cheney's arm to see if she needed help. And she yanked her arm away from him and she said, are you kidding me? You effing did this. And now they serve together on a bipartisan committee to investigate it. I'm sure he'll, be very thrilled with getting to investigate it. I'm sure he'll give himself very, very high marks in his investigatory prowess. It's hysterical. By the way, I have to play you this. This is so amazing. You know, you want to talk about a bizarro world. Okay, we've crossed over the line. This is last night. This is Lala Ingram, who got new earrings. I like them. I have to say, I like these. She has good jewelry. You know, I mean, if you made $27 million a year to lie to the American people, you'd have good jewelry, too. You'd have to, you know, soothe yourself in gold. But this is how she refers to the insurrection now. This is amazing to me.
So the deluge of misinformation, disinformation coming from the White House also extends far beyond COVID. Because for political leverage, they claim that, I don't know, a few hours of criminal unrest on January 6th was itself a serious insurrection against democracy.
A few hours of criminal unrest. That's how she's characterizing the attempted overthrow of our government, meaning they went in there to do an insurrection, a violent criminal insurrection, so that their beloved would use the Insurrection Act and call out the American military and use the American military against the American people, which is illegal, except under the Insurrection Act, which is exactly what they were doing, creating an insurrection so he would use it. Now, we know this to be true because there's books about it now. Lots and lots and lots of books are out. The one that is really, captivating me, the one that I think we all have to read together is I Alone Can Fix It, the one by Carol Lenning and Philip Brucker, who also wrote Very Stable Genius. They sat down with Donald Trump. They actually got to speak to Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, which they said was such a bizarre experience because he insisted on having the interview in the lobby of Mar-a-Lago so that the members of Mar-a-Lago could see him being interviewed yet again. Oh my God, it's just, this book is, it's scary, but it's unbelievable.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhoads Air Force. Air Force. RandyRhoads.com.
A lot of us think that the media landscape is fundamentally broken, that there are financial incentives and bias that is in the press. So what if I told you there's an app for that? Ground News is an app, and it lets you compare how stories are being covered by news organizations across the political spectrum. It's an immense library, 50,000 outlets, and not just an aggregator. It's a tool, very easy to use features, so you can analyze the news for bias. You can be confident in the news you use. This is different than social media and other news apps. Ground News does not use your browsing history to manipulate your news feed. In fact, they go out of their way to show you articles you might be missing. It's called their blind spot feature, and it highlights stories that are underreported by both the left and the right so you don't get trapped in the media bubble. So if you're curious, if you're a critical thinker, and if you're in search of a better way to read the news, visit groundnews.com/Randy and download the free Ground News app.